You are listening to Let's Talk Tribe, the official Let's Go Tribe podcast.
Swung and lined to deep left field. It is gone! It went deep right. Batista's going to wave goodbye. Start the fireworks show.
This is Let's Talk Tribe, the official Let's Go Tribe podcast, episode 158. I'm your host, Matt Lyons, and in this week's episode, we have one giant topic to talk about, which is Cleveland Indians will not be the Indians after 2021. Talk about how they came to that decision, what it looks like they're doing going forward, and how slowly they can manage to draw this out in the worst possible way. And we'll have a Merritt's meatball because that's just what we do in the offseason, because Merritt likes looking at old things and they're fun to hear about. So joining me for that is another Mr. Merritt Rolfing. Merritt, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you? It's nice to be here.
I'm doing pretty good.
Really a pleasure.
It's been weird having things happen for once in this offseason. And there was nice quick, quick days of... I saw Michael Bradburn, I think is his name. He writes for The Score. He basically said that we can only have like one day of a team doing the right thing, and then it had to go to hell quickly.
Of course.
No, and we're back to bad PR and no buddy signing. So that's a fun little... We had a brief period there where the Indians were doing the right thing, and then we got more news today, and they're clearly not. They're doing it basically in all the wrong ways.
Hey, listen, someone's got to have their head firmly up their ass in this world. And I mean, you know,
and the Indians volunteer every chance they get.
Sometimes you roll the dice and it turns out your head is up your own ass. So it's fine. It's the way it works out, I suppose. It's great.
But before we get into that even more, Mary, you know what we need to get into?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yuck. Meatball.
Meatballs, Mary. It's your fault that we have to have that noise now. We could have gone without it, but you had a meatball prepared. You had to go all being prepared and ready for the podcast like a show off. So,
my favorite part of the baseball season is the off season because it gives me a reason to dig through old stats and then talk and or write about them. All right, I don't like real baseball. I like old numbers. It's the best. Anyway, I figured because we're changing the name, it would be fun to kind of look back through the history of this magnificent franchise, a team that has won a couple on a World Series in like 1948 or whatever, and lost another one and lost some other ones, and was dreadful for a long time. It was good for a long time too. You know, it all balances out. I was curious about the worst one. What was the worst team in Cleveland Indians history? Well, Cleveland baseball history, one should say, shouldn't one, Matt? Because they changed the name in what, like 1916 or some odd, because some old man retired. That's Nat Lajoie. But I want to look at who was the worst team in Cleveland Indians history. What was that like then? Just kind of like taking a glance.
I mean, probably when they were the Spiders, right?
Wrong. It was the Cleveland Naps, 1914. They went 51-102. Now, I don't think it's the most losses in history. Could be wrong. Let me check this for sure. No, but it's the least number of wins, and it's the worst winning percentage because they played fewer games, obviously. So they finished 8th out of 8, which is not great. But also, they were in last place every single day of the season from April 22nd on. Now, keep in mind, they started playing baseball. I'm sorry, no. The second game of the season was when they started being in last place, because they started the season on an 8-game losing streak. Now, Matt, tell me how gutting that would be to you if you were a fan of a team and they just said, we suck for 8 straight games to start the season. Wouldn't that be great?
I feel like we've seen 8-game losing streaks and it sucked, but not at the beginning. That's another new level of terrible because you're so excited about baseball and then...
That's actually kind of the funny thing about this team was because the most losses in a row by a Cleveland Indian or Cleveland baseball team was the 1931 Cleveland Indians. They lost 12 games in a row. They actually finished that season off with like 77 wins, which is pretty impressive. But the 1914 team had losing streaks of 8, 6, 7, 6. What's this one? That's just 4. It's nothing. 7, 7. Yeah, they just lost a shitload of games several different times and didn't win a lot in the middle of it all. And I think that's just an impressive ability to be consistently miserable over the entire course of a season. Their ballpark's at 22,000 people, and they average 2,500 people a game. Which, I mean, right? It's just, when you have a really bad team, and they just really start digging themselves into a deeper and deeper hole, let's see. And in... Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of those 79 home games they did have, they had more than 10,000 people. So they had stretches of games where they were 500 people, 600 people, 800 people, 900 people in a 22,000-seat park. That's very dreadful. I'm almost done here, but I was kind of curious about one last thing. to open that season up, obviously, the team had been performing very poorly, right? Obviously, they didn't win any games. Their namesake, Nat Blajoy, was still on the team, and he went, come on now, I don't care about play-by-play, I just want the batting line. And he went 4-for-33, or 4-for-28 to start the season. Not great. However, their best player that year was Shoeless Joe Jackson. And Shoeless Joe Jackson had a great season that year. He hit something like 338, I'm sorry, with a 400 base percentage. To open the season in those first eight games, he hit 393 with a 500 slugging percentage and a 469 on base percentage. So he drove in three runs over a period of eight games despite hitting that well. That team was just shooting itself in the foot left and right, and he was helping to go the other direction. But anyway, that team stunk in a consistent manner that I think is more gutting than a team that just suddenly gets shitty. Like, do you remember, I think it was 2012, where they just, or 11, where they won like three games in all of August?
Something like that, yeah. It was miserable, yeah. There was a few.
I didn't enjoy that very much. Yeah. It was just, that's, again, somehow more gutting. But I feel like that, imagine an entire season of that was kind of how I think the 1914 Cleveland Naps were. So, Nat Blajoy retired 2 years later, and they changed the name, and they were good ever since. So there you go.
I wanted to ask you about that. Like, did they just change the name immediately after he retired? I would figure if they would have done that, they would have said, like, oh, yeah, we'll name it after you. It's a thing we'll keep afterwards. But as soon as he was gone, like, no, fuck it, we're done.
You know what?
We're not the Nats anymore.
They actually changed it a year before he retired. Oh.
Just as a slight hint. Yeah, like, change the name. Are you retired? You're not.
Listen, Nap, you stink, dog. Get out of here. I mean,
we don't want to be associated with you anymore, but can you still play here? Just for one more year?
We need people to fill the roster out. can you just kind of stick around for a minute?
People got to travel by trains. It takes them a long time to get here, and you're already here, so can you just, like, stay?
Oh, never mind. Actually, yeah. It looks like they traded him to Philadelphia. So, even more embarrassing. We said, we're not this team anymore.
Trading your namesake, yeah.
Yeah, please leave. Or sold, yeah, pretty good. Sold him for money, too. Not even as like a person, just money. Just a straight cash deal for Nat Blajoy. Pretty good stuff.
Which by then, it was probably like a couple $100, right?
Maybe they got as many as $800, enough to buy a nice house out in the countryside with 15 horses and 10,000 acres of land.
Mr. Nat Blajoy. There you go.
Yeah.
It was a neat one. It's fun thinking about terrible Indians teams when they're not as terrible now, which...
They were so, you know, just delightfully dreadful every now and then. And those early 1900s teams especially just have some shitty teams. Like the Philadelphia Athletics of the Depression era. Every time there's a record for worst team, they always come up in their summer. They're like the Sam McDowell of shitty teams, basically.
They should wear that with pride, hanging on a banner.
You know what? It's part of their history. And that's important. History's important.
And I know, like, back then, too, because everybody wants the Indians to be the Spiders now as part of their name change. Like, they won a championship, technically, as the Spiders, but then they just got immediately dismantled afterwards, which sort of fits with what the Indians are now, because they were a decent team for a little while, and now they're slowly being picked apart by someone who just wants to sell it for parts. So maybe it would fit, but either way, they're going to switch to a new name, but basically what it's how it's come about is, like, before the season started, Terry Pluto had reported, and I think other people did too, but he was the first that I saw that the Indians, he was right on the money for it. He said back then that he heard that the Indians were going to announce this offseason they were going to change the name, but not actually change it until after the season. He said either they could be like a Cleveland baseball club or just stay as the Indians for an extra year. And then last night, it was, I don't know, it's a weird time. They must have like just got it and posted it at like 8 o'clock at night, but the New York Times had a, apparently people within the Indians told them that they were about to announce it sometime this week. They ended up announcing it today, which is basically essentially what Terry Pluto thought would happen. So it's not like a bunch of new information, but the Indians, as we've now found out, are no longer going to be the Indians after this year. And of course the Indians being owned, I guess the Cleveland baseball team going forward, being owned by Paula Dolan, couldn't just make an announcement like that and have it be good and successful and normal. They also had to include some shitty little jabs, which I guess not jabs, but just, oh my God. So
shittiness.
Basically what happened was, yeah, shittiness. So the Indians, they're not going to call the Indians. Their whole thing they said before the season was they wanted to meet with Native Americans and other people who would be affected by the name. They wanted to meet with like Cleveland community people, but they basically came to the conclusion they're not going to be called the Indians anymore. But apparently at some point, Paul had told Associated Press that he would love to have pivot to tribe, but he brought it up to Native American stakeholders, and they probably told him that's stupid. You're stupid because, good Lord, man. I get that our site is called Let's Go Tribe, so it's kind of hypocritical. But I mean, to be Paul Dolan and going into this place, having your name be the Indians for decades and having it be protested for decades, and just going in and trying to say, hey, this sucks, but how about we just change it to Tribe? It'll be fine. It's totally different. It just seems like that would have been such a slap in the face. I would have loved to see what they would have said to that. I don't know. I'm glad they're not doing Tribe, but
yeah, no, he just seems like a man who has literally no filter at all. He just gets in front of the media, and goes, yeah. So I don't know. I wanted to call it a Tribe, but I mean, you know, what are you gonna do?
Not even like a fun no filter either. Like, he's not sassy or whatever. He's just says dumb things.
Yeah, just kind of stupid in front of the media. Like, just has no. I know he's a lawyer, and I'm not really clear on what kind of lawyer he ever was.
But I don't think he's a stupid person. I think he's stupid.
No, not at all. I just think he's right. Exactly. And
I would be stupid in front of the media like that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I guess, but you'd think you'd learn over at some point or other to stop talking at the very least. And I think that's really where it all stands is just don't say anything. Just don't comment. Send a spokesperson. Do you have a spokesperson? Send anyone. Sure, you have a PR person to comment on this stuff. Why do you need to comment? I mean, he has mouthpieces in the media, and not to, you know, denigrate the long and illustrious careers of several different, you know, reporters of Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, and the Akron Beacon Journal. But many of these people are just kind of carry a lot of water from the front office. You think you just tell them everything and then just not have to talk to the media, the actual media ever. But
yeah, he did kind of do that a while ago. Like, he told him, I mean, it was a leak from Terry Pluto, but it was clearly like somebody told him they're going to do it. And then,
yeah, no, exactly. That's the smart thing to do. That's why, like, when this whole thing came down to, I was like, I thought I already knew this. I feel like this was a thing.
It was nothing new.
Yeah, it had already happened in my mind. Then, like, the announcement, like, my entire, because my family are not Cleveland fans, because, you know, whatever. They all texted me individually, like, oh, what do you think of this? I'm like, I don't care. I mean, I've made my peace with it months ago. You know, like, it feels like a year ago that I knew they were going to change the name. They dumped the logo, what, before the All-Star game. So they even had Wahoo anywhere on a uniform. I guess it was on the sleeve, but it wasn't on the jersey.
It was off the sleeve last year.
Was it too? Okay, yeah. All right, so yeah, they dumped
it. Remember, they had the guitar logo all year long, and it sucked. Oh, God, that was their thing. This year it was blank, but the year before it was that stupid guitar. But yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, which really sucks for the version of MLB The Show I have, because that's all I have now, that stupid guitar. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's nothing new. It's exactly what Terry Pluto said months ago. And, like, the New York Times, it's new that they actually announced it, I guess, because they didn't before. But they managed to do the worst possible thing, which was announce they're moving away from it, but also not do it for a year. Like, what is your end plan here? You should have known this was coming. I mean, I wrote earlier today that, like, the most charitable estimate would have been 5 years. Like, they ignored the pleas from Native Americans for several years, and everybody was kind of okay with that, as shitty as that is, but that's kind of what they did. And then it was, you could feel the tide kind of turning between this and every other thing in our society was changing for not ignoring these people anymore. And then they just kind of did. And then you could tell it was coming. It was inevitable. I would say, like, 2015, 2016, where you're going to not be able to just dodge this forever. And apparently they didn't do anything about it. And by the sounds of what, I mean, I personally got an email from Paul Dolan today. I don't think it got sent to anybody else. It says our fans at the top, but I know he means me.
They're referring to you specifically.
In parentheses. It makes it sound like they just thought of doing this in June. Like, because the leak was in July, but he said today's decision is a result of a process that began in June. Like, good Lord, you really weren't doing anything before that? Like, you could have been meeting with people about it. Even if you weren't going to announce you were going to change it, they could have been meeting for years about this and getting a general baseline, but they apparently haven't done any of that. And now they're stuck. I mean, I think the better option would have been to be the Cleveland Baseball Club or the Cleveland baseball team for a year, but now they're stuck being the same offensive name that they've said. It's the same thing they do with Wahoo. They said it's shitty and they need to change it, but they didn't change it forever. And they're still selling Chief Wahoo stuff, and they're still going to be the Indians for a year. So, I mean, it just makes no sense in general to do it the worst possible way. I can't think of a worse way to admit your name is bad, to keep it for another year and then change it after that.
I mean, you know, I will give the smallest amount of credit to Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington football team. I'll give him the tiniest amount of credit in saying, at least he just cut it. He just cut bait and went. Like, they removed everything, like, from, like, what, like, letterhead and everything like within a couple of weeks. I mean, that sounds like not, like it could have taken less time, but you know, it takes a little bit of time. You know, I get changing names and things like that. Eventually something else is going to pop up. But I think maybe too, Cleveland has I don't know if benefited is the right word, but just been, they're not, you know, for better or worse, Washington is ostensibly a marquee football team in the NFL. The NFL is bigger than Major League Baseball also, whereas Cleveland is not a marquee city or franchise within the grander scheme of, you know, Major League Baseball at all. So maybe people just kind of forgot, you know what I mean? It's like it took a New York Times, quote-unquote breaking news to tell everyone something that you and I knew, again, months and months and months ago. And if you read the tea leaves at all, you knew it was going to happen 4 years ago. Like, so.
Well, yeah, even June, when they decided so that, long. Yeah, that came after, I think they saw what happens in Washington when you wait too long, because I guess you can give Dan Snyder credit, but also it was because nobody was going to carry their merchandise anymore. FedEx, who is the sponsor of their field, was going to pull funding from. So like they had to do it.
Yeah, the Wilds should have. That's true.
Yeah, in a very broad sense, I guess you could say that you can give Dan Snyder some credit for not standing up for being a racist for that long. He bowed to money, at least. Like, you could be an even more terrible person and say, I don't care about your money, I want this shitty name. But I think the Indians just saw what happens.
Yeah.
What happens when you do wait too long, and they pushed it basically as far as they could. I can't imagine that would have been too long before, like, Progressive would have done the same thing, and people would have started not carrying their merch like they did for the Redskins, because I mean, on the hierarchy of bad names, Redskins is obviously the top. I think Indians is right underneath it. I think Chiefs, Braves, and Blackhawks and that stuff is going to come eventually, but it's just these two are the main ones that were pretty clearly going to change eventually. Now the Indians are, I think what we're going to do going forward on, like, Let's Go Tribe, we'll talk about like the actual site name in a minute, but I want to just get away from calling them the Indians. Now that they announced they're going to do it, there's no reason for us to drag our feet about it, even though Cleveland's going to. So, although we'll say, as far as saying it live, it's going to be funny.
I've tried to do that, and it's so hard to not say anything besides Cleveland. It's just for variety. Those who read my writing know that I'm a very verbose person, and I like variety in the way I speak and write. And just having to say Cleveland every time is I know it's nothing, but it's such a strain in stylistically. And I'm like, damn, again, I can't figure. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, we should establish like every possible name and just rotate them in and out throughout a post. There you go. Call them the Commodores, call them the Owlbears, call them the Guardians.
Just, who the hell is he talking about? What's going
on here? Yeah, it's at least in writing we can just find and delete and change. But like, as far as the podcast, I know I'm still going to say Indians a lot because it's just the first thing that comes to mind. But I mean, in general, I just want to get away from saying the word Indians. I was hoping, as far as the site goes, to wait until the Indians, see, as far as Cleveland rebrands everything, because it'd be way easier to have like, to know they're going to be the Guardians or the Spiders. Like, there's so many cool things you can do with that, but I don't want to wait another year and being Let's Go Tribe while also acknowledging that it's a bad name. Like, so what I think what we're going to do is just change it to just like a Cleveland general baseball thing. I don't technically
generic
have control
Cleveland
over it.
Baseball yeah. blog. I think that's a good kinda name, like that one. Actually.
Let me go to our Google Doc where we have them all saved. Generic Cleveland baseball blog.
It sounds like something out of like Community or something like that. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, it's just,
but yeah, that's what we're gonna do, because I mean, I don't have control over it technically. The SB Nation could just say no, go away, but I don't think they will. I think they get it too, because even like when they write about Cleveland, they don't use the name, they say Cleveland, so I think they're pretty okay with it. But I think the big thing with them was they wanted to just do it once. I would assume they don't want to like do all the graphics and marketing, get a new URL, figure out all the trademark stuff, and then have to do it again. So I want to just do like a general Clevelandy thing, which we just sort of in our staff Slack went through a bunch of them. I think we got a couple neat ones, but did you have a
not
favorite from the ones we went through?
Barge related, unfortunately. Well, I mean, obviously all my we're good not doing barge.
You're just desperate to squeeze a barge. See, if we knew it were going to be the Commodores, there's so many cool things you could do with that already. Like,
oh,
and the Spiders, of course. I mean, Spiders is endless, but I mean, without knowing, we just have stuff like Chris Davies brought up Sixth City Baseball, which is hard to say, but I mean, Cleveland used to be known as the Sixth City. I think that's kind of cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's. I don't know if that's too obscure, but I like that one a lot. There's Burning River Blues, which is my favorite, but there's also...
I swear that's something, right?
Well, there's Burning River Baseball, which is an active one, which is... I don't think we'll do that one because it's too close, but Burning River Blues is so damn good. I like that one so much.
I mean, I liked my other great idea of Sam's Town. And then you had any reference you can make to Sam McDowell, of course, is vital to me personally.
Well, remember, any name we choose also has in parentheses and also Sam McDowell because he just shows up in everything.
He's always... Yeah, that entire sentence, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think another good one we had was Moonshots Over Parma. I kind of like that one. It's like a moon over Parma. I don't know if that's too close to the song copyright.
I don't know that song, Matt. I'll be honest with you.
Really? You ever watch the Drew Carey show? I was on that all the time. Jesus, man. I forgot.
I did watch the Drew Carey show, but when did it play? Was it in the intro music?
No, the intro was Cleveland Rocks.
Well, that was one of the many songs. He had several different intro songs.
Yeah, it was one of them. They just sing in the show quite a bit. But Moon Over Parma is a really popular song. And they're singing about Parma, Ohio, which it kind of works. I think the main thing that we could do, because looking through a lot of like SB Nation blogs, it's about specific things with the team that are like specific to the stadium or whatever. So Chris, again, he had a bunch of good ideas. Another one was like the Corner Chronicles, talking about the fact that they're at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, I think is a good one. I mean, we do like Covering the Corner or On the Corner. Something with Corner. I don't know. There's a bunch of decent ones. It's just hard without knowing for sure what the hell they're going to be called. Could you release the midges? That one's fun.
I mean, we could make a roundabout reference to Andrew Carnegie, the steel magnate. That's I can get my barge references in there once again.
You're going to sneak them in there as much as you can.
Ontario is known for having lots of good ore, which you need to ship on a barge. So
that's again. The whole name is Ontario with ore. You have to ship on a barge.com.
Damn, that's pretty good.
I also like Second to Home or Home from Second to like commemorate Kenny Lofton stealing in the ALCS. I think that one's cool. So I think we're going to change it. I want to change it anyway. I don't think SB Nation is going to fight it too much. But
no, I think that the smart move, it's funny to talk this out amongst people who are sensibly listening, but the idea of it being a reference to a thing that happened in the team that doesn't actually reference the name of the team itself, you know what I mean? Like climbing through the ceiling or whatever, you know, something like that. Whatever.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was trying to think of something with the bat heist, but there's nothing really that goes with it. But
I mean, we just talk about his biceps in general. But, you know, I mean, I hit the Tomy times and things like that, which are it's always fun to just reference a specific legendary player.
I like the Tomy times, but I feel like he's got so much. I mean, the guy is a statue, for Christ's sake, and he didn't play his whole career in Cleveland.
I know. It's a frustrating thing because, like, Jim Tomy, you know, Cleveland great. Like, is he? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I do love Jim Tomy, but he also played for the Phillies and White Sox quite a bit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and the Twins, for God's sake. Like, he hit a 600 home run as a right? And he looked like it. Gross. To be honest with you, it was very fitting for him to be on the Minnesota Twins. Just a big old.
Because he just looks like a twin. Yeah. He looks like Mr. Incredible more than anything.
You shot me down, but Boudreaux's Boudoir is obviously the best one I came up with.
We have to change the podcast music to be more sensual as it comes in. But
exactly. Just really draw people in. Yes.
I don't hate that one, though, if it wasn't so weird. But
well, you know, I mean, listen, in this world these days, you got to get a little bit weird with it. Listeners, call in. Tell us what do you think of Boudreaux's Boudoir. Dial Matt's phone number, 555-MATT. And there you go. Yeah.
That's my phone number, 555-MATT. It's not paid. Don't pay attention to the numbers. It's fine. It works. But yeah, if anybody does have ideas, if you're listening this far, I mean, like, you can just add us on Twitter or whatever. I think I'm just going to make a post on Let's Go Tribe to see what people think of names. But I mean, it's hard, man. I've been thinking about them all day. I could think of a million team names, but I can't think of many blog names.
For some reason. For the team itself, the two worst things you could do would be to A, focus group it. Or
what's their
B,
going to?
Of course. Or B, poll people, because then you get stupid things like Bodie McBodie face and things of that nature, because people on the internet are the worst. As someone who's on the internet a tremendous amount of the time, I'm not great, and I know that other people are like me. So that those are the two things that just, you know, don't listen to the fans too much. Although that's for naming the name the blog, obviously that's fine. But I think it's, if we wanted to actually honestly change it, then making it something that's just a reference to the actual team, I think it was going on, or something at the stadium. Any references to shipping containers, I'm all in.
I was trying to think of something else for that too. I don't know if that counts as like insulting the team. I tried to see if any other blogs do that, like in a little nudging insulting. Oh, but what about the lights? Because they're like toothpicks. I didn't even think of the lights using that for something. or the brush. I don't know.
Picking teeth. No, that'd be the name of the podcast.
God, that's gross.
I know.
That is the name. Pickingteeth.com.
Welcome to pickingteeth.com. Gross.
Send us your teeth.
We bought this off a dentist. This cost us real money to get this name.
There's also, we could do something around the drum, but I don't know for sure if that'll stay around or if that, does that count as like Native American? Because I mean, it's clear that's what he was doing initially because they were the Indians. He was beating a big drum, but I don't think it has to be, right? It's just a big old drum, but the Indians have their own band.
Lots of individual groups use war drums of various kinds. Vikings, people in the ancient Greek times with their triremes would yell ramming speed and then bang the drum and they'd ram into ships. The Romans.
It's just a drum. I don't think it has to be a...
Mostly, the thing is, we're coming all the... We always keep on coming back to shipping, and it's just... Because it's
you
all
keep coming back to shipping. What is this we? You keep coming back to shipping and barges.
You know, the drums, Commodore, and you have to Commodore's ship drums run boats, too. Boat. Come on, it's true. You got to ship the drums in a boat. Shipping them over land in a rail, it's inefficient, is what I'm saying to you. The most efficient way to ship anything, especially in the North Midwest, is by water. And what do you need then? Barges. Barge Talk. That would be the name of our podcast, Barge Talk. Welcome to Barge Talk, where we talk about baseball for some reason. Baseball barges.
And also barges.
Baseball. Barge ball.
And as somebody also mentioned, including a lake effect in the name of a blog, that was cool. But then also, it's not like just Cleveland, like it's lake effect stuff.
When I think lake effect, I honestly think Buffalo, like if we're being honest here.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different places you can think about, which doesn't make sense. Right,
yeah, I live in Chicago and they got lake effect snow also. And honestly, they probably got worse lake effect because the water is bigger. So
yeah. You know. Now, I also suggested because Cleveland, or at least the Clippers, are known for dollar dogs. So we could be the Glizzy Gazette, and then you shot that down immediately.
That's literally, it's a DMV area thing, all right? It is. I know that our listeners are well in tune to the term Glizzy, which I came across 2 months ago, maybe. What is this?
I think it started like 2 months ago, but it's a hot dog. No, it's from
2016. Originally, it was a reference to the clip of a Glock. Is what it is. And so then, yes, apparently it looks like a hot dog.
Wait, so was it always a reference to a hot dog, though?
No, it was originally a reference to a gun, is what it was.
Oh, okay. We're so lame, Marin.
I know.
That's why we're talking about baseball.
I had to look
at 9 o'clock
up
at night.
I had to go to Urban Dictionary to look something up. When you start doing that, you're like, boy, I sure am lame. Here I am trying to figure out what the hell they're talking about on the internet.
Yeah.
You find some weird subculture on Instagram and go, what the fuck are they talking about? And you have to go and look up every third word. It's great.
The more interesting thing besides our lame little blog is what, of course, the actual team is going to be called, which. I mean, we have some control over the blog, but we have no control over what the team is. But
and hopefully no fans do, quite honestly.
Right. They said they're going to have fan input, but I'm sure it's going to be like, sure, we'll take it.
Here's a list of names to not use. Perfect.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I would. They're not going to base their whole team around like just a fan vote. But I hope they don't go like too hard into like memorizing Cleveland or something. Like, don't be the Cleveland Citizens. I saw there's a trademark for Cleveland Citizens out there, which could be anybody. But like, don't be the Cleveland Americans or the Cleveland. I don't know what other, not like too much into Cleveland and not too much into rock and roll. I don't want anything to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, Lord in heaven. There must be something. The thing is, if you go rock and roll, then everyone's like, what? No one, the problem with that is, again, no one thinks of Cleveland as far as rock and roll.
Right. It's just people in Cleveland think of Cleveland as Cleveland.
But like,
rock and roll.
Even though the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has an alternate location somewhere else. So like, it's not even like they're fully committed to Cleveland. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
No,
I'm still fully on board with Commodores at this point.
Oh, 100%.
That just started today, but
that is the sickest name possible. Are you kidding me? Yeah, it makes sense across the minor leagues into the majors. Again, I wrote a post about this and we talked about it ages ago about how all their different things are floating in some way or other, from rubber ducks to clippers to captains. All of them are things on boats or bodies of water. Commodores makes the most sense.
Throw them in water.
Yeah, if you throw a Hellcat in the water, it might float or be pissed and claw you. So there you go. You start as a Hellcat, you fall down the hill, and you land in a boat. You become a captain. A witch transforms you into a rubber duck, and then you become an entire ship. And then you command those ships. It's perfect.
That's logic. Yeah, it's good. But yeah, I think I'm fully on board with Commodore. I also like Guardians. That's grown on me. Spiders, I think it'd be good. I don't think they're going to do it because...
I hope
phobia exists, but
first of all, spiders. If you go on to baseballreference.com, there is no reference to the Cleveland Spiders within the Cleveland like baseball encyclopedia information because that was a different team. That was a National League team, and so I'm against it because I hate the National League.
But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be terrible. There are very few names I would directly hate besides one that are related to rock.
And I like the one they had in 1902 only, which was Broncos, but it was spelled Bronchos. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A misspelled word. That's what we need. Yes.
I don't want any of that another team, another league. Like the Blues. I know they were called the Blues for a little bit. I don't want that. I think I'd want an original. It's been a long time since a new team has copied a team name, right? I feel like they used to do that when leagues were so disconnected.
But well, you know, it's like everybody else. Because I got, you know, I watch a lot of Premier Soccer, or really any European soccer, unlike with American soccer, where they just name the team. They all have informal names. You know what I mean? Like Manchester United has no name. They are informally the Red Devils. Liverpool is just the Reds. The other team, you know, they have some informal name or other. The Toffees is Everton for some reason. I'm sure there's a reason for it, but if they don't if they don't rename the team here in Washington, it's just going to get some informal name, and I don't think it'll be Redskin. It'll be something else. They'll just get called something. The reason that they were called the Naps for informal and then became that was because they had an Appalachian. They probably wore blue in 1901. They probably were a series of misspelled horses in 1902.
Just all over Cleveland were misspelled horses.
What's going on here? Oh, God. First of all, there's horses ever. Second of all, our newspapers cannot spell. They fired all their copywriters. What do we do here? But, I mean, if they just kind of let it happen, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't want them to do something that's too weirdly niche. I've never been a big fan of, first of all, no to Spider, and second of all, I don't like Guardians because it just, I know it's a reference to a very specific thing, but like, no one knows that thing. Just like earlier today when you and I were messaging back and forth to plan the podcast after a fashion, and you said, instead of watching your favorite football team, I said the Ravens, because the Ravens are literally named after an Edgar Allan Poe story, but no one knows that is the thing. Just like no one knows that the Colts are named after a thing from Baltimore as well. Now the Indianapolis Colts, obviously.
See, but I think that's okay if nobody knows. I think it's almost kind of cooler. Like if you didn't know that about the Ravens and somebody explained it, you're like, oh yeah, that's kind of neat. It's, and
ladies opposed and to gentlemen, like, Matt's a huge hipster, is what he's saying to you right now.
No, as opposed to like being the Cleveland Ohios or something stupid, where they like it's clearly what they are.
I like that one actually. What the hell's in Ohio? This
the New Orleans Pelicans. That's weirdly grown on me. I thought that was ridiculous at first, but
well, they have Pelicans there. That would make sense.
They have Pelicans all over the place, but. I mean, I'm okay with just any kind of cool animal and just making it the name. I don't care. I don't think you need to be too weird with it.
I mean, I think if they're going to do an animal, they should even be weird with it. I mean, shoot, why in hell is the University of Alabama at Birmingham called the Dragons? No one knows. But their logo is like an ancient Chinese dragon. Or is it? Oh, it's a European dragon. But still, why not? Be the Tyrannosaurus. I don't know. I mean, obviously not that. That's a little too, you know, obviously they did that with the Raptors already. And that's a strange one.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. But yeah, see, that has nothing to do with Toronto, as far as I know, unless they have something.
Oh, no, it was all just a reference to Jurassic Park.
Dinosaur. Is that really what it is? Was it a reference to Jurassic Park?
Yeah, they were founded at the same year, like a year after Jurassic Park. It's huge. And that's ridiculous. That's basically, that's like if you named a team after a meme today. Like,
wait, so what movies? I was going to do what movies came out this year, but good Lord.
Tenet.
The Cleveland Tenants.
Ooh, that's a spooky name. We're getting Wonder Woman 1984 on Christmas Day.
The Cleveland War on Grandpas. There you go. The Cleveland Songbirds. That'll almost work.
Cleveland Quarantines is a good one. You know, why not reference what's going on right now? Why not? Just do it.
Yeah, they could do something like the Cleveland Frontline Workers, which would be the worst name in the world. Look, I get it. They're great, but I don't want the Cleveland Mask Wearers.
The Mexican Soccer League renamed they called their entire season this year the Guardian after in honor of frontline workers. It was so.
I mean, if you do it for a year, fine, that's fine.
I know, but yeah, just keep it. They just change it every year. You know what that means? More things to market and sell. It's a good.
If they just sell the naming rights to the team. It'd be on brand.
You know what, dude? I would not be surprised at that. I mean,
Cleveland Flows.
Ooh, dude, the Cleveland Progressives would be a funny one.
Well, I also reasons, like that, like,
ladies and gentlemen,
if they're the Commodores, we can call them the Commies, which I would do immediately. That's what.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'd only refer. Yeah, yeah. I'd get the Red Sea head immediately. You kidding?
Twitter.com/Let's Go Commies. It'd be so good. I don't know why we can't do that. We'd have the name right there as the blog.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Maybe we should just dump the gun and name it after the Commodores, and then just pray to God it's what they do. They're not like the Guardians
over here. Boys, let's go, Commies.
Perfect. See, we'll just We'll just gaslight the Cleveland and just tell them that you're near the Commodores now.
This is the name of the team. What are you talking about?
Don't you see this blog? We wouldn't name the blog if we didn't know the name. So yeah, obviously it's the name.
Just spend some time just calling local sports talk radio shows and saying, I really like that they're changing the name to the Commodores. It's pretty cool. And then they'll start, maybe they are. Wait, what? Yeah, I saw it on
this
blog.
I'm going to donate so much money to the Commodores because I love the name.
You know what? I'm going to buy season tickets today in a suite because I'm a real fan. And you know what? I'm going to do so. We can just gaslight all of Cleveland. We'll get our best friends on it, and it'll be great. It'll be fun.
I mean, that's 3 years in a row now, or I guess two. He said something, or is it three? Was Enjoy Him last offseason or the offseason before?
Enjoy Him was the season that was before 2019, I think.
Was the Real Fans Buy Suites like this January?
That was this past winter. Yeah, it was
so
last winter.
He's on a
winter.
Three offseason streak of just saying something really stupid. I can't imagine the picture.
I mean, what did he say? Did he say something stupid before 2018 season? Probably. I mean,
I feel like before then we didn't hear from him. Like, that was his whole thing where, like, Dan Gilbert was out and always talking and always running his mouth. And, like, Paul Dolan was just kind of quiet and chop it away at the payroll, but he didn't say a whole lot. And then for some reason he decided to come out and do, like, a PR tour about Francisco Lindor. And then it was just a downhill. Yeah. It was just a steep decline from there. But yeah, I don't know.
Enjoy Him.
That was the worst one. Because, like, the name thing, like, if everybody hates it for whatever reason, like, it was inevitable anyway. That's not something you really pin on Paul Dolan. They had to do it. You can pin it on that they didn't do it quick enough and they're doing it poorly, but it was going to happen. But, like, the Enjoy Him thing and saying the Real Fans Buy Suites, that's, I don't remember the exact, that's basically what he said in the roundabout
way. Yeah, it's a very embarrassing thing to say, basically.
Right, yeah. It's all self-imposed as opposed to having to change the name, which
he really just loved. He bought that gun and aimed it squarely at his foot. Very, very good stuff.
He just keeps aiming it down there. They keep trying to pick it up. He just says, "No, I like."
No, I gotta. I must do this. This is. It's calling.
Let
me
do it.
Let me get out of my way. I would shoot myself in the. Oh, great stuff.
All right, man. That's going to do it for us this week. We don't have any questions because they were all about the name change. There was a couple about, I mean, Fran Morais played first base a little bit. I don't know if you saw that. That was cool, but there's nothing to talk about there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I thought it was
he was just practicing, but he didn't look good. I don't know how you judge a player who's just like practicing, but he looked like really clunky playing first base in practice. But I don't know.
He's a big clunky dude. I mean, he has a role. Can't we just figure other people to play first base, please? Like, do
Let
something.
Him hit big old dongers and just put Josh Nelson there. Josh Naylor, god damn it. I say Josh Nelson because there's a White Sox writer who I talk to.
Love Josh Naylor, by the way. He's going to hit 76 home runs. And he's going to hit 20 home runs in 20.
If he does, we change the name to the Josh Naylors. That's official.
Yep. Cleveland Naylors. Naylor.
Well,
and then
yeah, I mean, you're going to have Bo and Josh, so you might as well call him
Naylor. Oh, shit. They should call him that. Call him. Call up Bo immediately now. We need him.
Got to have one of the Naylors. He'd be cheap. He's minor league discount.
There you go. I see. We're helping.
Yeah. So there you go. If you haven't already, find us on iTunes, Spotify. I mean, for now, you can still find us Let's Talk Tribe. I don't know if officially when we'll change it. I'm trying to see how long that'll take. But for now, you can find us anywhere searching that. Also on Twitter and Facebook at Let's Go Tribe. Also, letsgotribe.com. Find us there. If you have any name suggestions, message it to us, DM us, whatever you want to do there. I'm in Merritt. I'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.